Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Our subject today is talking about the new Rich program at Piedmont Technical College. Live from Shark Facets Gallery, here's your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are here at Shark Facets Gallery. We have quite a group assembled here from Piedmont Technical College. They are so excited to be promoting the new program. It's the REACH program. It's designed to get you a two-year, your associate's degree in 2 years, two nights a week. What a concept. What an idea. And today with us here today is Steve Coleman. He is the Director of College Outreach. How are you doing today, Steve?
I'm doing well.
You know, this is an exciting program, and I know you travel all over. How far do you travel to see students in the 16, is it 16 school districts or 16 high schools?
Yes, we have 16 high schools in seven counties, in Greenwood, Lawrence, Edgefield, Abbeville, McCormick, Newberry, and Saluda.
And this program is one that everybody is excited about. Why?
Access and opportunity. This program gives students an opportunity to earn a college degree in a defined amount of time. It's set up for them so that they can complete it without too much hassle. And it just gives students an opportunity to earn their degree in a comfortable setting.
In a comfortable setting. Now, they'll be offering this program in two different places. Is that correct?
Yes. We will be offering the program on our Lex Walters campus in Greenwood, and our Piedmont Technical College campus in Lawrence. In Greenwood, the program will be offered on Tuesday and Thursday nights, and in Lawrence, it will be offered on Monday and Wednesday nights.
That's right. And you do need to know, Steve Coleman is a he's a basketball player, folks. And, you know, he's a really big guy. I mean, you know, you feel really small sitting next to Steve here. And I think if you were out talking to high school students, they'd just sit up and take notice, because if not. So, Steve, just tell us real quick. You were making a run to become a professional basketball player, right?
Well, that was my goal. I most athletes think they're a whole lot better than they are in the first place. And I will have to say as a caveat that I was smaller when I was playing. A lot of this size has come on because I don't play anymore. I was like a lot of young guys who were talented in an area, and I wanted to maximize that potential. But thank God some people got a hold of me at the right time and said, hey, look, the most important thing you can ever do is be a student and learn those basic skills, reading, writing, and arithmetic, and go into a professional career.
Well, you did both.
And I did.
You got both. In fact, it looks like you went back and got an MS from Stetson University here, huh?
Yes. What I did was, and I was smart enough and had the opportunity to do it, rather than become a professional basketball player, I used my athletic ability to get myself educated. I earned a bachelor's degree, and I earned a master's degree, and I've had other opportunities educationally and professionally that were assisted by my athletic ability more than anything else.
Well, you know, that's terrific. And you're originally from Newberry.
Yes, I am.
And look where he went. Yeah, pretty good, pretty good. But this program is exciting. We're talking about the REACH program, two nights a week for 2 years. What an excellent opportunity. Now, we also have Susie Murray here. She is an instructor at Piedmont's business program, and is the 2010 winner of the College's Visionary Award, an award that honors excellence and innovation in teaching. Well, Susie Murray, that's pretty impressive.
Thank you.
And what is the innovations that you use in the business department?
Well, Ann, we use a variety of technology. We do offer almost our entire program online in a web format. And what I've brought to our curriculum is our capstone course. We do a business simulation game. Our idea is that you come in the first part of your degree, you get all the theory, the business and management theories. But we wanted the students to leave with some application. So our GloBiz simulation game is a capstone game that takes the students through the entire management process of a digital camera company. They compete in teams against each other, at the same time competing with 30,000 students around the world that are attending other two-year and four-year colleges. And our students make management decisions, production decisions, compensation and benefit decisions. They issue stock. They decide the design and details of their cameras. And I want to brag a little bit. I do have a team that just finished this semester that came in number one, first place, overall game-to-date score in the world. That means they beat out over 30,000 students in other two-year, four-year, and there are some master-level colleges around the world. And we're talking colleges like the University of Berkeley, Sydney University, Lander, Clemson, and our team came in first place.
Wow, that's quite an accomplishment.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
I'm very, very proud of them.
What do they want to do futuristically this
well,
team?
Well, they all three of them are looking for work, too, so please feel free to contact me at Piedmont Tech if you are looking for a terrific employee, because it really is all about decision-making and problem-solving skills in this game. And so they have to take all the theory that we've taught them and apply it, and it's a real-world simulation game. So they have to use currency transfers from different regions of the world. They have to keep up with interest rate fluctuations. They have to worry about their credit rating. I mean, it is a true business simulation.
Any possibility we could be sending these people to the U.S. government?
Well, you know, yes, they need some help, don't they? Well, they might be a little bit too smart for that. I don't know.
I just got back from Washington, D.C. I know they need help up there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's terrific. Now, how does this coordinate with the REACH program that is just being started, Susie?
Well, the business degree is a perfect fit for this program because I do have a large number of students that work. And at Piedmont Tech, we try to offer education. Our mission is to offer educational opportunities to everybody. And so we looked at what was one of the reasons or one of the things that may be holding students back. And flexibility it is one main reason. People work, they have families, they have other time commitments. With the REACH program, they can come two nights a week and graduate in 2 years with a two-year degree program. I think a lot of my students that work thought, yeah, I could come part-time, but then it's going to take me 6 years to graduate. No more. If you come, you enter into this program, you follow the schedule that's all laid out for you, you will graduate with an associate's degree in business or an associate's degree in art in 2 years.
You know, that's tremendous. And the biggest thing I think that I heard there is that the program's all laid out so you don't have to worry about a course that isn't offered the semester that you need it.
No, when it starts in the fall, everything will be laid out for you. We can sit you down and show you exactly what you will be taking each semester, and they are guaranteed to run these courses in these time slots until you complete your two-year degree.
Wow, that's terrific. You know, we are here, we're talking about the REACH program. Do want to mention that on May 17th, they're having an informational session. Is that right, Steve?
Yes.
And what time is that informational session? Can you?
6 o'clock p.m.
6 o'clock, and where is it at? At Piedmont Tech?
It's at Piedmont Technical College.
That's right. And
they need to call admissions to register for that because they're trying to get a head count.
Mm-hmm.
So they could call 941-8369 and just tell them that they're interested in attending the REACH information session, and they'll get them registered and give them the details.
All right. Well, that sounds great. Hey, we are going to hear a word from our sponsors, then we are coming back. If you have a question, if this sounds like something that could be something you could be interested in, give us a call with a question right here on the air. You know the number, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be right back.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
You're with us at Meet Me at the Diner. Your host, Ann Ella. Our topic today is talking about the REACH program at Piedmont Technical College. Here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. I'm here with Steve Coleman, Susie Murray, and Donna Foster. And I tell you what, they have so much going on there, it's going to be hard to pack it all in just 1 hour here today. But we just had a call, Susie, from Bill Meerman. He says, congratulations on winning. Why hasn't this been in the paper? He considers this a lighthouse event. That's right, shine the light here. And they should have had headlines on this one. This is pretty tremendous, winning across 30, how many students now, or how many teams or schools?
30,000 students worldwide compete in this game. And there is...
And it's a game.
Yeah,
it's a game.
It's a game. It's a simulation game. And Bill, thank you for that. And there are efforts being made. We just completed the last day of class, which was last Friday. And so that's when the final results were tabulated. And then Monday I got the email from the game managers, and so our public relations marketing person has been sent the information, and there are plans in the work to promote this group.
It just, this news was broken on WLMA.
That is correct. That is correct. And I am very proud of them, because it really is an accomplishment for them to see that they can compete.
That just shows you what a different world we live in here today, isn't it? That you can compete,
yes,
and do something like that and not be face-to-face all the time.
Well, and I think it's important for our students to realize that Piedmont Technical College is a world-caliber institution. We're accredited the same as all of the four-year institutions in our state, and our students can compete on a global level, just like those with a four-year degree. And it gives them that self-confidence. You know, used to be people didn't want to go to a two-year college, but now it's a first choice for students to come here.
Well, how about affordability?
Exactly.
How about just affordability just to begin
with?
You know, yesterday I had Gene Hancock on the show, and he was in the first catalog that you all ever produced. He was on the cover. Back
one of our
there.
First graduate.
Absolutely. And with Lex Walters. And he said the campus was nothing like it is today. So kudos to the growth. Now, Donna, you are Dean of Arts and Sciences over there at Piedmont Tech. You cover a lot of hats. When I read all the things you do, you are coordinating the Associate of Arts, the Associate in Science, and the Developmental and Transitional Studies. Now, what exactly? You deal with a lot of students coming into Piedmont Tech then.
Yes, we do, Ann.
And what exactly do you have to do as far as getting them ready to get into Piedmont Tech?
Well, Ann, we offer a placement test, and I know that sends fear into everyone as I say that, but it really shouldn't, because what it does is it assesses a student's readiness for college-level math and English coursework. And so it ensures that the student is placed correctly so that they can be successful with their degree and can progress toward graduation.
Well, you know, I would think, you got a lot of students going back to school now, don't we? We're not always talking about that 18 to 25 age group. We're talking about that older group. And, you know, they think they've been out there surviving. What is the chances that they're going to have to start all the way over there?
And we see students come in who've been out of school, who are ready for college-level work and come right in and begin their college career and taking college-level courses, and they do quite well. We also see some students who come in and need a little brush-up, particularly in math, and we have the coursework to allow that. Part of our mission at Piedmont Technical College is to take students where they are and help them to go where they want to, you know, into what they want to become.
That was Star Trek, the Enterprise mission, wasn't it?
Like that. You're right.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, go where we boldly go. Yeah,
yes, that's exactly right.
Well, you know, I think that's terrific. Now, so you deal with testing, but what else? You also deal with the coordinating the Associate of Arts. Now, what exactly is Associates of Arts program?
That's a good question, Ann. It doesn't have a lot to do with art, although we do have an art appreciation course in the program. What the Associate in Arts program is designed to do is to allow a student to complete most of their general education coursework in 2 years at Piedmont Technical College and then be ready to enter a four-year university at the junior level and complete their remaining 2 years there for a bachelor's degree.
So this is kind of the general aspect as opposed to a Bachelor of Science, a Bachelor of Arts. Gives them a little more variety, maybe?
Yes. We have a very flexible course offering. Students can tailor it to meet the needs of their desired program of study at a four-year university. Lots of choices in terms of coursework. For one example, in the lab sciences, we offer physical science, chemistry, biology, anatomy and physiology, astronomy.
Yeah, so, that doesn't sound like a two-year college. That sounds like a four-year college. I thought two-year colleges were more just technical schools.
Well, and we've added transfer to our mission. So we actually offer the same freshman and sophomore level coursework that is offered at a four-year university.
Wow. So we have very much expanded what we're doing. Steve, what does that mean to the student, whether they be graduating from high school or coming back to school to be able to be part of a two-year program at a local college such as Piedmont Tech?
Well, one of the things that we pride ourselves on in the foundation of the technical college system in general, and most particularly at Piedmont Tech, is accessibility to education. We want to provide students with an opportunity to get the training that they need, whether it's coming out of high school and embarking upon a new time in their lives where they're just starting and trying to explore what they want to do with the rest of their lives. And for those students who have been out in the world of work or who are, because of economic situations and the downturn of the economy, so to speak, there are many students who are coming back for new careers and retraining.
That's right. And, you know, from the aspect of affordability, going to a four-year college, going away to school, can be very expensive.
Absolutely.
And yet, coming to Piedmont Tech, mom and dad can still have a little bit of oversight, right?
Yes, definitely. The technical college, Piedmont, offers, we're the least expensive and most affordable institution in our service area. Coursework is...
But what about the quality of the education then? Maybe it's just not, you know, maybe it's just not good. What do you say?
That's absolutely not the case.
Just have to bring that up.
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah.
As Ms. Foster has explained, the technical college of today is quite a bit different than the technical college of yesterday, for lack of a better term.
Sure.
We have grown in our mission. We've grown in our programmatic options. It's no longer an institution where students who want vocational technical training come singularly. There are those students who are enrolling in our institution knowing full well all along that they'll be transferring to a four-year institution and having the confidence in our product, our educational product, to know that they can take those courses and they can become whatever they want to be at Clemson or Land or the University of South Carolina.
Well, you have so many bridge programs anymore, you know, that has made such a difference. And there's been a real working together, whereas before I think these organizations were, there's Mont Tech, there's Lander, there's Clemson. They didn't work together. What do you think, Donna?
I think you're exactly right, Ann. We now have an advisory committee for our arts and sciences programs, and membership on that committee consists of deans, faculty members, administrators, admissions personnel from four-year institutions to which our students transfer. So we've got members from Lander University. We have membership from USC Upstate. We have membership from the University of South Carolina at Columbia. So I'm seeing a lot more collaboration and a lot more sharing between institutions now than ever before.
And high schools are working more on being able to. You've got so many students that are in high school and taking college-level courses.
Absolutely. The relationships between Piedmont and our secondary institutions in our high schools, as we've stated, we've got 16 high schools, and the majority of them do offer dual enrollment credits. So students are beginning their college careers. They're beginning that process as juniors and seniors in high school. The school districts have recognized the importance and the quality of the programs that we offer as well, and the partnerships that we have with them are benefiting the students more so now than ever.
And Ann, I'd like to interject. The data has shown that students that enter the four-year colleges with a two-year degree tend to graduate more quickly than those students who enter the four-year colleges right out of high school. They've already got a solid foundation, they've got confidence, and they've got the skills needed to finish and finish on time.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I think the thing, we're talking about actually two different things here, aren't we? We're talking about the REACH program, which is designed for students who are coming in, only have maybe two nights a week that they can spend the time on. They maybe have families, this type of thing, and work. And then we, of course, have students that are coming in just going full-blown as students. So don't get confused. We got two things going on. We're talking about the REACH program that will help you reach that goal of a two-year degree. And then we, of course, have Piedmont Tech just as a general education, doing a great job out there working with everybody. Do want to tell you, Susie, before we hear a word from South Carolina's news, let's see, Bill Larkins, who is in drug sales, I hope the legitimate type, congratulations on having a program that is directly applicable to the business real world. You really have a program that recognizes no one has to be left behind. Again, congratulations.
Thank you, Bill. I have to say, this is my favorite course. I developed it, so I'm proud of that. And I did extensive research trying to find something where we could apply the skills. We looked at doing an on-site business, but because our on-site is 7 campuses, plus I have students in Florida, North Carolina, Texas, so that would be difficult for them to participate. So then I looked at a variety of online business plans and other simulations, and this one just seemed to meet all of the needs that I had for the students. And I'd like to read something a student emailed me that was in my class this semester. And he wanted to say that he got more out of this course than any other course he's ever had. There were new experiences for him that he never expected just through the process of the class. He's never worked in a team before on a college level, never played any type of competitive game. And even though his team came out about in the middle of the group scoring-wise, he honestly felt like he got more out of this one course just by participating. And so that's the kind of comments I routinely get from the students that take this class. When they start out, they're intimidated. I'm not going to say it's easy. There's a lot of decision-making, a lot of data thrown at them, a lot of concepts that they have to use. But the more they work at it, the more I hear comments like these.
Well, that's terrific, because that's what you want. You want kids that are kids, adults, whatever, engaged in being involved in what they're doing. And so many times in education, we hear they're not. So that's great.
And, Ann, I would just add that lots of courses at Piedmont Tech give students an opportunity to work with other students and in teams and to complete projects. And one example is our Associate in Arts program. We have several opportunities for students to complete projects as a team.
Well, you know, one of the things I always hear, because I talk to so many of the instructors out there, I have them quite regularly, and they always like the fact of maybe having an older person and a younger person. It seems to work real well to have them. You wouldn't think so when you start down that road, but that's what a lot of them have said. What do you think, Donna?
I agree with you. The more diverse your teams are, the more creativity they develop, the more innovation they come up with, and we can all learn from each other. So Piedmont's a great place to do that.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that young and old, when we talk about the Internet, we talk about all the way that the world is going. Everybody is trying to keep up anymore. What do you think, Steve?
I think you're absolutely right. People are trying to get new skills all the time, and our society now is demanding new skills. Students have to be flexible. Students have to be they have to be able to do a number of things. They have to be able to multitask. They have to have a varying level of skill in a number of areas in order to be successful in today's society. It's all about being prepared.
Well, that leads right into the person that just commented right here, Maddie Hearn. She's retired. She says, wow, she's ready to go back.
Yay, come on. Come on, Maddie. Come on.
And, you know, they're talking about raising the retirement age for Social Security folks. I think we just ought to just hunker down and realize that most of us that are working now won't ever get to retire. What do you think there, Donna? Think that's a possibility?
I would love to.
How about you, Steve?
We're ready for Maddie right now. Come on in and and let us get you started.
All right, that sounds good. Hey, if anybody's got any other questions, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We are going to hear a word from our sponsors, then we'll be back. South Carolina News, well, we missed you today because we got more important stuff to talk about. We're talking about Piedmont Tech, we're talking about the REACH program, and we're here with three energized people from the staff out there, Susie Murray, Steve Coleman, and Donna Foster. Don't you go away. We'll be right back.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk radio station.
You're with us at Meet Me at the Diner. Your host, Ann Eller, talking about the new REACH program at Piedmont Technical College. Here's your host, Ann Eller.
You know, talking about students coming back, Donna, you know, one of the things that I think is so good about Piedmont Tech is all the tutoring and all the extra help that students can get. I mean, this is one of the things that Piedmont Tech, like you said, their mission is to make sure that you are educated. Is that right?
Yes. And these services are available to REACH students, too, Ann. The college has a tutoring center, and each student at Piedmont Tech can receive one free hour of tutoring per week in any course that they're taking. No charge to the student, and we have great satisfaction with our tutoring center. We also have drop-in centers where they're staffed at various hours, 9 hours a week, in science, math, and writing. And these are wonderful opportunities for students to work one-on-one with usually an instructor or with another student.
So there's lots of help out there, and that's why Maddie Hearn, if you want to go back to school, she should just, as Nike says, Steve, just do it. You know, sometimes you were talking about the commercials that you like so much for basketball. What were those commercials that you were telling us about?
Well, you and I had a conversation earlier about the young people who are envisioning professional careers as athletes. The reality is less than 1% of the athletes in our country ever participate professionally. And the NCAA came out with a series of commercials that I thought were just perfect and they captured the reality when they stated that 99% of our graduates, there's over 337 or so NCAA Division I institutions, and 99.9% of our students are going professional in something other than their sport. And they had the basketball player that had a suit on and a briefcase in one hand, because that's the reality. And they had the soccer player that had on one cleat with a very nice dress, because that's the reality. And what that's basically saying is that education is the key. In order to be successful in today's world, you will have to be a very educated, very skilled individual. And it's important that that message is sent. And, you know, Piedmont Technical College is an institution that offers an outstanding educational experience in preparing young people for the rest of their lives, their futures, as professionals in business, as professionals in social sciences, as developers, as engineers, as automotive technologists, as nurses. It's a well-rounded institution that's preparing people for an excellent life.
Now, Donna, don't you also do assessment tests, like what somebody would be good at?
We do. We have someone in our Student Success Center, Brenda Edwards, who operates career tracks and will do career assessments. So if you don't know which program might be best fit for you, go by and see Brenda, and she will help you determine which REACH program best suits your needs.
Absolutely. Now, the REACH program, we've talked a little bit about it, but what is this a program that is found other places, or is it unique to Piedmont Tech? I think it's unique to Piedmont Tech is what I just heard. Is that
it? It is a unique Piedmont Technical College program.
And what's the what? How does it work now, Steve? Tell us how it works.
This program is designed to allow individuals to fit education into their busy lifestyles. Those individuals who are working full-time or part-time, they have families, but they've also had a desire to go back to school or to either start or complete a degree. As we all know as adults, with so much going on with work and family, sometimes fitting in some of those things that we really want to do or in fact realize that we need to do in order to better our station in life, it becomes difficult. Well, what the REACH program does in a nutshell to kind of capture the essence of the program is it gives those individuals an opportunity, the flexibility to go back and complete a program in a clearly defined frame of time and a clearly defined program where you'll know what you're going to be doing each semester, what classes you're going to be taking. There will be no situations where the classes won't be available. And so you can see the quote-unquote end of the rainbow, and that type of program is what the REACH program is all about.
You know, I think the idea that you have classes already laid out so that you're not going to miss something and get to the end of the road and say, oh, my God, I need this class. Isn't that what happens, Susie?
Oh, yes. And for business students, you know, we like to plan. We like to know what we're going to do and what's expected of us. And so you come in from day one, you're going to know exactly what you're going to take each semester, the days, the times, the courses, so you can plan accordingly. And I'd also like to add that we also offer more flexibility with our web courses. If a student does want to take the REACH program, but they don't want to come for the first class of the night, we may also offer it online, and they can substitute and do the online version. They can come in and tailor their schedule how they want, what's best suited for their lives and their goals. But knowing that we will have this program laid out for them, if they follow the schedule as we have it laid out, they will get a two-year degree, two nights a week in 2 years.
That's just fantastic, and it is so so good to know that you're working on something to accommodate those students out there who have so many other responsibilities, because it's hard when you have kids and you have all the activities you've got to take them to. Now, these programs, you said, were being offered in Greenwood and Lawrence, for starters. Is that right?
That's correct.
And two nights a week, what two nights a week? How is that working?
Well, at our Lawrence campus, they'll be on Mondays and Wednesday nights, and here in Greenwood, they'll be on Tuesday and Thursday evenings. And again, even if they need to switch from one campus to the other, I have some students that have job changes and they live in Lawrence, but they're working in Greenwood. We can accommodate them that way also. If they start the program in Lawrence and then need to switch to Greenwood, we can do that. The best part of this program is the flexibility. And I think adult students, those that are working, they want to see that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Two nights a week for 2 years is not a lot of effort on their part, not a lot of sacrifice on their part. And the reward is they can make gains in their career, switch careers, finally get that job that they've always wanted, or transfer to a four-year college and continue their education.
Absolutely. So, you know, and it is, what type of programs are available with the REACH program now, Susie?
We've got an Associate of Arts degree and an Associate's degree in Business, and we chose the management emphasis for the business degree, and my capstone course is part of that degree program, so they will be playing the GloBiz game in their last semester.
Okay, now I got to ask you one question here, though, Susie. Two nights a week, does that mean you're going to be bogged down with a lot of extra time for extra work, and you know, it's not going to work?
Well, I will tell you this. Any educational program, there is homework. There is, you know, the student does have to read and participate in assignments and activities. But the great part, I know with the business degree, we use a lot of online homework managers. So they can complete assignments, do their work on the weekend. They can do it. I have some students that are night owls. At 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm getting assignments submitted to me, and that's okay.
Are you up then?
No. Well, sometimes I am. It depends. I do a lot of my grading on the weekend because I don't have all of the distractions that I have during the week. But that flexibility is built in for them.
Well, that's terrific. Now, Donna, same question over here with the arts degree. Lots of time spent doing homework and online stuff and everything. Is it going to fit? I guess my question is, two nights a week, that's one thing, but does it work? You know, you see the commercials on TV. I'm not going to talk about which college it is, where the student is standing there reading on the bus and 2 o'clock in the morning holding the baby and reading and everything. How's that going to work out for people?
Well, what we've tried to do is create a balanced schedule. We are carefully selecting the courses that we offer each semester. A student would take approximately 3 courses each night. 2 of the courses in our program will be repeater courses. They will take the same class on Tuesday night in Greenwood and on Thursday night in Greenwood. And then we'll also have a course that meets once a week on Tuesday night and a course that meets once a week on Thursday night. So I think because we've carefully selected the coursework and we've tried to balance the coursework so that we aren't inundating someone with a lot of homework and a lot of hard classes in one semester, that it's very doable. And as Susie said, you know, you can do a lot over a weekend. Will you not be up at 2 o'clock with a baby on one hip and a book on the other? I can't guarantee you that. You know your life better than I do.
Right.
But we have tried to make this as convenient, as balanced, and as doable as possible for the students. So this program is truly designed with the working adult in mind. And we're just really excited to get it underway this fall and hope that the public is as excited to enter it as we are to offer it.
I think that's great. Now, you are going to have an informational session coming up, and that is when?
I think the first one is Tuesday the 17th at 6 o'clock at the Greenwood campus. So I'm looking really forward to talking to individuals who are interested.
I think I heard something about a $1,500 scholarship, that someone could win a $1,500 scholarship.
Yes.
Woohoo.
That's right. Yeah, and this is something we're offering anybody that attends one of our information sessions. We're going to have 3 of them in Greenwood and 3 of them in Lawrence. They begin May 17th in Greenwood. And then 6 p.m., and if you'll just call admissions 941-8369 and let them know that you plan on attending. The ones in Greenwood are on May 17th, June 23rd, and July 19th. And then we have 3 in Lawrence also, May 19th, June 21st, and July 21st. And from all of the people that attend these 6 information sessions, one name will be drawn, and that student will win a $1,500 scholarship.
Woohoo! That sounds terrific, you know. And, you know, that could really, really help. But, you know, is there any cost to attend these informational sessions?
No cost at all.
No cost at all. So if you are even a little bit thinking this might be something you'd like to do, you need to go to this informational session May 17th, 6 p.m. at Greenwood is the first one. They're going to have a lot more. So, hey, how about we hear a word from our sponsors? We'll be back. Hey, if you've got a question, don't hesitate to call 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be right back. The weekend
comes, my cycle hum. Hey, gang, this is Boogie. I wonder about the weather from time to time and keep an eye at the sky. But if it's going to be wet or dry, I'm going to tell you, hot or cold. But the only weather they worry about at Sharp Facets Gallery is whether or not you're taking advantage of our special deals on Facebook. If not, log in to Facebook and search for Sharp Facets and start saving now.
You're with us at Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller, talking about the new REACH program at Piedmont Technical College. Here's your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are back here. We've been having a good time talking with Donna Foster, Steve Coleman, Susie Murray right here about the new REACH program. The first information session is on May 17th at 6 p.m. right here in Greenwood. It's actually going to be held in room 127B. And it's open to all those interested in learning about this new two-night-a-week program. But the thing we were just talking about, actually off the air, is the fact that we have so many people out there who have spent pretty much a lifetime until maybe the last 2-3 years since the economy has changed with jobs that they felt very, very comfortable in. And now they're looking at, they've got to work for another 10, 15, 20 years. Donna, this is difficult for a lot of people.
It is. It is. You're really reinventing yourself, and you need some assistance with that. And a place like Piedmont Technical College can provide you with that assistance, and not only the assistance, but support. So everyone at Piedmont is so encouraging, and we love to work with the older student, and because they blossom so quickly, and the encouragement is there. All the things that you need to be successful are in place. So you need to just come on out and attend one of the REACH information sessions and register for classes and join us this fall.
Absolutely. Now, if somebody wants to give a call, what's that number to call?
The admissions number, the admissions office, can be reached at 864-941-8369.
But you also have a great website, too, Steve.
Yes, it's www.ptc.edu/REACH.
That's right. But you know what? When you talk about Piedmont Tech, I mean, our purpose here today is to talk about the REACH program. But, you know, from the continuing ed classes that you have to the automotive to engineer, I mean, you have so many possibilities. And I am just going to mention they've got a lot of great classes this summer for camps for kids and everything. So when you think of Piedmont Tech, you really need to think of the whole package out there. And if you've been overlooking it, check it out. Go to their website, ptc.edu. Check out the programs that they have out there. This new program is phenomenal. It'll allow you to go back to school and get that two-year degree in 2 years, two nights a week. I'm sure when you think about how much more education you'll be able to get and the money you'll be able to make because you're better educated, you'll realize that two nights a week is a good investment, but not spending, becoming unbalanced and having to spend all your time in school. Susie, I know you're excited about the business program out there, and of course you've had great success with that. I mean, we need to mention one more time the winning. Tell us about that one more time so we can make sure everybody knows, because the story broke right here on 1350 AM.
That's correct, Ann. For all of the two-year business degrees, the management, the office management, the general business, part of your program is a capstone, your last semester course, and you will play a business simulation game, and it's called GloBiz for global business, and you will be making decisions as a business manager slash owner, production, marketing, financial decisions, and you'll be competing against your classmates. You'll be on a team, but you're also competing each week with 30,000 other students worldwide. And these students attend two-year, four-year, and there are some graduate-level programs that use this simulation software. And we have a winning team. We just finished up the semester May 6th, and one of my teams came in first place overall for game-to-date total score, and that is Harla Anderson, Morgan Bennett, and Lauren Gary. And I didn't mention earlier, they will now be invited to participate in an advanced competition, an invitational for all of the winners. I think like the top 10 winners get invited back to compete in a more advanced level competition.
Well, that's really exciting. The education that you can get out at Piedmont Tech is so phenomenal, and I think it has to do with that interest in each and every student out there, whether it's you're getting assessed to get into school, whether you're trying to make decisions what classes and what to do. Donna, you know, that's right up your alley, isn't it?
It is, Ann. There's nothing better than to work with a new student. Our classes are small. We do the assessment so that you are ensured that you're placed correctly based on where your skill levels are, and then we just watch you blossom after that.
That's right. Now, of course, there is cost involved, and of course, this first informational sessions that they're going to be having during the summer, first one is May 17th. If you register or become part of this program here, you could win a $1,500 scholarship right out there with the REACH program. But, Steve, one of the things I wanted to cover was there are so many ways to pay for college today. I mean, you have we have the lottery. We have what all do we have as ways to make it work?
You're absolutely right. Piedmont Tech, as we've talked about quite a bit this morning, is so affordable. Not only is it accessible to students, but it's so affordable. Better than 85% of our students receive some form of financial aid. And one of the things that we pride ourselves on is, and our financial aid department is trying to find ways for students, searching for avenues for students to get as much free financial aid as possible. We are the Pell Grant program. There's numerous scholarships that might be available to students. There's the lottery tuition assistance. And all of those are programs where they're based on income or based on residency. And these are monies that aren't loans, that don't have to be paid back. And we try to work with our students to make sure that the process is as affordable as possible, and the financial aid process is very important to that.
And, Steve, I think it's important to mention this time of year that we also have several scholarships available to high school graduates, and the foundation has just had its annual scholarship luncheon this past month, where numerous students received scholarships that were funded out of the College Foundation.
Absolutely.
You know, let me say one thing. This is WLMA 1350 AM. We can stay here a couple minutes more. Go ahead, Steve. Sorry.
Well, the point I was going to make is that very few students on our campus are paying the full cost of tuition in any program. And one other thing that I wanted to add, with the exciting things that have gone on with Susie's capstone class, it's important to realize also that there are students all over our campus that are just being innovative and in programs that are just outstanding at the college. It's important that for those individuals who may not know as much about Piedmont Technical College as they think they know, that to come over and visit and find out more information, go to our website and see what's going on campus, in our associate in arts programs, in our industrial technology programs, in our business and public service programs, and also in our computer technology and health science programs. It's a great experience. It's a great institution to be a part of and to represent. And we pride ourselves on our ability to change people's lives.
Well, you certainly have changed a lot of lives that I know about over the time that I've been here. I know you have some great instructors out there because I talk to a lot of them right here on Meet Me at the Diner. So if you would like to be involved in this REACH program, if you're tired of where you're at and you'd like to make a change in your life, you need to show up next May 17th, which is next Tuesday, 6 p.m., out there at Piedmont Tech right here in Greenwood. It's meeting room 127B. They've got lots more informational sessions that you can attend. This will be the first one. Give them a call, 941-8369. That's 941-8369. Or visit their website, ptc.edu, interested in the REACH program, /REACH, and that'll get you there. But best of all, go out and talk to them. That's what they're best at out there, is talking to them. And I've got to say this, the campus out there at Piedmont Tech just keeps growing. I mean, it is unbelievable. Yesterday, over there in McCormick, you just opened up a new center.
Absolutely. The new McCormick County Center was dedicated yesterday. It's bringing a lot of excitement into McCormick County, and it's going to give us a lot of opportunities to expand our program offerings and opportunities for students in that area.
That's right. So whether it's McCormick, Newberry, Edgefield, Abbeville, Greenwood, Lawrence. Did I miss one?
Saluda.
Okay, there you go. You've got lots of opportunities to go to school. Hey, listen, I appreciate y'all coming out today. It's been great to learn about this new REACH program. Sign up for that May 17th informational session coming up 6 o'clock. And if you need another time, they've got plenty of them. Give them a call, 941-8369. Thanks so much for coming out today.
Thank you,
Ann. All right. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood. We will be posting a podcast on that. So if you missed it or want somebody else to hear it, they'll be able to hear it right there on WLMA.net.